So in this purport, it's specifically speaking about the mind. There's one or two things we can just say before that. It also mentions demoniac mentality. So this is caused by an uncontrolled mind. So in the Bhagavad Gita, this is... Prabhupada was once being questioned by his disciples about what is demoniac mentality and what is divine mentality. And everything they said, he said, they are demons. What about these people, Prabhupada? They're benefiting society so much. They're only doing good. They are demons. What about my father? He's very favourable. He's becoming a little bit favourable to Krishna consciousness. They are demons. And everybody was really frustrated. What about us? And actually in the Bhagavad Gita it says, until we completely wash off this material contamination, by nature, we are non-devotees. By nature, it means we may be pure in that we have a pure, goal. We want to engage in pure devotional service. But due to the contamination of our many lives in this world, we're not quite able to do that. So because of that contamination, Prabhupada saying in that purport that by nature we're non-devotees. Has that experience? Very difficult. There's like two people in one... Well, it's two people in one body. Sometimes it's favourable and sometimes it's difficult. I remember when I was just... before I joined the movement, I was cleaning the windows at home, and I was thinking, shall I go to the temple today? You know, it was Sunday. And this voice was saying, yeah, you should go. It's very good for you. Oh, yeah, I'll go. Then in the next moment, no, don't go. There's so many things you can do if you don't go. And Chris, one thing to another. So this is how the mind works. Sankalpa, vikalpa. It's, sometimes it's accepting the same thing which you rejected a few moments ago. So when we don't control the mind, this is when we develop this demoniac mentality. So what's the qualities that the Bhagavatam say about a divine mentality? Does anybody know? In the fifth canto, it says it very specifically, just like Prabhupada was saying, that it was very clear, they are demons and they are devotees. He says, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchina sarvergunas chata samarshate hara samsara harava bhaktasya gato maho gato maho, what is it? Maho, anyway, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchina sarvergunas chata samarshate hara harava bhaktasya gato mahaguna manoratena asati devata bhaha. So this mano retainer, what is mano? Mano means mind, and rat means chariot, the chariot of the mind. This is the whole purpose of all spiritual practices, to control this mad mind, this ratta, this chariot. So it gives the example of Haridas Thakur in that particular purport. And now he had all the good qualities. And then it enlists the 26 qualities of a devotee. So in this class, it's not possible to quote on 26 qualities. But one particular quality which struck me is, for a devotee is, what do you think it is? Eh? Controlling the mind, yeah. We're dealing with that. I thought of truthfulness. So many times in the past, devotees have use Krishna consciousness to tell so many lies. And so this is not good for preaching. Just like, I don't know how to give the example of a £5 note recently, did I? Finding a £5 note. What would you do if you were walking down the street? Well, it's gone up to £20 now. £5 not much, is it? And you saw a £20 note in the street. And you had an idea who it might belong to. Maybe not, you know, it's just like, what would you do? There's so many things we could do. There's so many philosophies we could create on the spot. Oh, yes, and put the Bhagavad Gita there. Yes, I could do that. And I could do it. We could do so many things. Because everything's Krishna's anyway, isn't it? Everybody's a thief in this material world. They're not using it in Krishna's service. So I should take it and use it in Krishna's service. And then again, everybody's got their quota and we should not encroach on anybody. Is that right, Ishupanishads? So which one should we do? Put it in his pocket? There's three things we can do. This would give a clue. It says we should. One person walks by, materialist, he looks round and puts it in his pocket. Another person, he thinks, no, I don't want this. This is Maya. And he leaves it there. And the other one does what? He what? Finds the owner. Who's the owner? This is the point. Who's the owner?
The one he belongs to.
And who's that?
Krishna.
Who says Krishna? Hands up, who say Krishna? I'll tell a story. I was giving this example in one place. It was in South Africa, actually. And when I got to the end, I said, has anybody had a similar experience? And this person at the back, he put his hand up. He said, I was walking down the road and I saw this parcel. And it looked pretty new parcel. It just looked as if it had not been there very long. So I wonder what that is. He picked it up and there were $10,000 in this parcel. And so he thought, and then just the opposite, there was a big function going off. There's a wedding. And so he went into the wedding and he was looking around. He got it in his pocket. Then he saw that the bride was crying like anything, really, you know, heartbroken. And so he said, what's the matter? She's just got married. And he went to her and asked, he says, what's the matter, Mataji? He says, I've just lost $10,000. So what should we do? Yeah, we should be honest. We, you know, a devotee doesn't. Krishna provides everything for his devotee. We don't have to cheat. In fact, he says so many times in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, in the Gita, it says we should strive by honest means. Is that right? We don't create harm to anybody. What happens if we start bending the rules like that? We're not going to do much preaching, are we? People will just think we're a lot of, what is it, criminals. So a devotee is truthful. He does the right thing. Now there's another story of one called Kaushik Muni. He was known to never tell a lie. One day there were some bandits chasing some dacoits. These are bandits. They were chasing some pilgrims, and the pilgrims were running away, and they passed his hermitage. And so they said, "Please help us, Kaushik Muni. We are being chased by dacoits, and they will rob and kill us." He says, "What should we do?" He said, "We need to hide." He says, "Go and hide in that forest." And so they went and hid in the forest. Then a few minutes later, the bandits came by and they asked him the same question. "We're looking for some pilgrims who are running away from us. Where did they go?" He said, "They went in that forest." So this is another form of truthfulness, but it's not really the right. I mean, what happened is that they all got killed. So a devotee has to be intelligent. What is it? Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat. Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat. This is a real truthfulness. A person only speak in material society, we only speak what? Palatable truth, is that right? We don't like to hurt anybody's feelings. So what does a devotee do in that situation? How does he act? Because once Prabhupada, he was to New York, and she was complaining about an article one of Prabhupada's disciples had written in the Bhakti Gaudiya magazine about Vallabha Acharya. Vallabha Acharya was at the time of Lord Chaitanya, and she was saying how this person had criticised Vallabha Acharya because she was in a Vallabha Acharya Sampradaya. Now, if somebody criticises Anybody in our Sampradaya, we wouldn't be very pleased, would we? Anybody remember? Sridhar Swami. Because Sridhar Swami is known as the main commentator or main authority on the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are quite a few authorities, but he's seen as the supreme authority. And Lord Chaitanya admonished him, and he was writing this, and he said, so Sridhar Swami was completely out of it. And so she didn't like, my disciple doesn't know how this process of Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat, when to speak the truth. He said, in a social system, we actually have to explain things in such a way that people aren't offended. He says, but in Vaishnav circles, if there's a philosophical, don't think about the, when he was like that, the truth of time, and even bad, can you remember them? I'm feeling very satisfied, and everybody thinks we're doing so well. This will bring us down. If we haven't thing in this lifetime, just remember, just focus on that, devotee. Because mind is only being controlled by the quality of God. You're not able to control the mind. A little bit about that, actually. Pranyar manaha, manasastu yobu. The hierarchy, and which is the so sense objects and the senses. The senses. Who senses? Well, what happens if we see, say for men, and it's different for women, a beautiful woman walking by? What's the natural thing to do? The senses are attracted. It's only by higher intelligence that we can control that. And same for the women when a handsome man. So the sense objects are superior to the senses. They attract. But how do we control the sense objects? How do we get control over them? By a controlled mind. And how the mind is in the mode of goodness. So this says, Prabhupada says in that purport, the key to the whole problem is to strengthen the... Actually, I'll not mention his name, but Big Jungle. And then after the... this went on for 2 weeks. And they were thinking, he should pay. It's not right that he gets away with this. And if the inspector gets one, I'll lose my job. And he was going through it. His mind became uncontrolled, and he was thinking about it day and night. And then after about a month, he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go down to the local karate club. So he went down to the local karate club and did a 2-month crash course. And his instructors were amazed. This is one of the best students I've ever had. He's got a real purpose in life. Chapter 6, very good. So we'll just...